Michael Vega, Boston Globe. Just following up on the question we asked Bill about just the end of game play by Rob Ninkovich, and of course, you know, Jermaine Cunningham. What was it about that, you know, in that instance, in that situation, that, you know, just simply amazed you when you sat down to review it?
Well, I think the good thing about the play at the end of the game is really kind of, if you take a look at the whole defense, is everybody on the field really doing their job and, you know, making sure the coverage matches what we're doing up front, giving those guys up front an opportunity to get to the quarterback and making sure we cover those guys well enough to allow that to happen. So I think it's just a complimentary play, you know, as a defense, you know, in general. And, you know, obviously with Jermaine and Rob applying some pressure, but, you know, understanding it's a full team effort. So, you know, everybody up in the front handling their business is really what allowed us to be able to get there.
Was there a blitz call on that play?
Just one of our normal defenses that we run, you know, particular situation. So it was just a good individual effort by those guys, along with, you know, Vince out on the field and, you know, managing the guys up in the middle and Chandler, just like I said, the coverage too. So it was a good complimentary play.
Matt, two-part question on Devin McCourty. First, what went into the decision to move him to safety yesterday? And secondly, so much of that position, at least from the outside, appears to be about working together with the other safety. How did he work in tandem mostly with Tavon Wilson on the afternoon?
I think all of our, you know, defensive players are, you know, ready to go at multiple positions and into whatever fits best for whatever particular play or series of plays that we have to go out there and handle. And, you know, Devin does a great job as far as understanding our defense and knowing the communication that has to take place in the secondary, and obviously is in a position to, you know, go out there and help and work with Tavon and understand, obviously, the corner play at the same time. So just, you know, like I said, we're all those guys are multiple role players in the particular role, you know, for a play or a series or, you know, that game. It just depends on what we feel best. And, you know, he was, you know, did a good job with Tavon in the back end and in the outside, but obviously there's a lot of room for improvement to try to keep getting better here as we move forward.
What were your impressions of Dont'a Hightower's performance yesterday? I know his first game back after he had been out with that hamstring.
Well, I think Dont'a, you know, is obviously just doing a good job of learning the defense and trying to come back and, you know, does everything we ask him to do, and just obviously pleased with the effort level to go out and, you know, give us everything he has, you know, when he's out there on the field. And like I said, you know, just be ready to do whatever we ask of him, which is a great quality that he has. So I think we're, you know, it's good to see him try to come back and get some plays out on the field and, you know, hopefully just keep working to get better on him.
Matt, you touched on the idea of being versatile, and how much does the versatility of someone like Rob Ninkovich allow you to do other things with other players defensively?
That's a good question. I think the, of all of those guys, all the defensive players on the field working together really is, you know, is what we try to get to if we can, and then that for helps everyone else in their position. So I think, you know, whatever it is that everyone on the field is asked to do at that particular time, you know, those guys are trying to go out there and do it to the best of their ability. So we're just trying to improve on it right now and try to get better. And obviously, you know, everybody that's going to be active for the game, we expect to be ready to go. So just kind of how it plays out.
Matt, you guys have allowed 39 passes of over 20 yards to this point. What is happening on those plays that you're giving up so many, and do you feel that you're now being targeted because you've allowed so many of those plays that teams are just going to go for it?
Well, I think we're just trying to improve on everything each week and obviously try to eliminate those to the best of our ability, and something we like Coach mentioned earlier, we spend time on like we do on every aspect of offenses that we tend to see each week. And you know, we understand it is a little bit of a copycat league, so we are prepared for those things to try to repeat from week to week. And you know, we're trying to do a good job here of getting everything handled the best of our ability.
Matt, every team in the league is trying to improve every week, and every coaching staff is too, so that's kind of granted. When you're 16th in the AFC in pass defense, and you're 29th overall, and you're just as bad last year as you are this year, what in particular are you working on?
I think we're just really focused on this year. I don't think we're concerned with last year right now. I think we're trying to get the guys that we have out there defensively, working together and improving, and trying to, like I said, get better. That's really our point of emphasis when we take a look at it, and whatever the particular play is or the particular play we're seeing and those individual specifics, we're just trying to, manage those on each individual situation.
Right. All the teams are trying to do that, all 32. Why is it so hard for there to be concrete improvement on a week-to-week basis? Why are you having such a difficult time getting the secondary to play better?
Well, I think, like I said, we're going out there just trying to improve it every week, and, we take a look at it and evaluate it and try to make sure that there is some improvement in what we're doing and try to make sure that we understand what's happening in the back end and as a defense as a whole. So that's just what we're trying to do right now.
I'm going to try one more time. Everybody's trying to do that. What's the barrier to your success? Is it coaching, communications? Are the players not sharp enough? Are they not talented enough? What's up?
Yeah, I think, I think it really comes down to us just trying to, just trying to get better every week, and that's what we're trying to do.
You're not alone. I'll pass to the next person.
Matt, when you moved Devin, obviously, to safety, do you think it's a position that he ultimately is more comfortable with at this point in your defense?
Well, I think what was, for us so important is to have someone that would be able to, have a little bit of experience in all the different positions, like Devin, that we asked him to play, and someone that can understand the defense as a whole. So I think that's important for us when we try to ask those guys to play multiple positions, and certainly in the case, is what we had to do in that particular situation. So it's kind of how it worked out.